In a world where journalists and others in media are being trashed, we're here to elevate the conversation. Hello, everybody. Welcome to this episode of Behind the Media. I'm Dan Lothian.
And I'm Jimmy Young.
We find the interesting in media so you don't have to go searching for it. Like us on Facebook, use the hashtag Behind the Media to engage with us on Twitter, and listen on iTunes and the CLNS Media Network. Today's episode is powered by Mack Weldon. It's a premium men's essentials brand. For 20% off your first order, visit MackWeldon.com and enter promo code CLNS at checkout. We're also powered by Little Part Media, where ideas come to life, producing corporate videos and podcasts to tell your story. For more, check out LittlePartMedia.com or contact info@LittlePartMedia.com. So journalists around the world, and we've seen it especially in Europe, are being murdered, a number of them over the last couple of months. And most of them have been involved in some kind of investigation, whether it's against private entities or government officials. Jimmy, is it a time to be scared?
Yes, especially if you're in that line of work.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
You're asking for your fight is for the truth. Mm-hmm. You're trying to do your job as best you can. And sometimes when you uncover the truth, it's not going to be pleasant for those who are doing things, oh, let's just say a little shady.
Yeah, yeah. No, and it's, I think, you know, the latest example, and I think we're still trying to get all the facts on what happened. And I think initially there were some concerns that it was tied to her investigations. Now authorities are saying perhaps this was just a random act of violence where this Bulgarian journalist, Victoria Marinova, was murdered in Slovakia. It was a brutal murder. And again, initially the reaction was, oh no, here we go again, right? Because recently we had this, this other Washington Post, international correspondent, Mr. Khashoggi, who went into a Saudi embassy in Turkey and has not been heard from. There's some concern that he might have been murdered himself. I mean, on and on, this continues. And, you know, there is this concern from these journalism organizations, international organizations, that the rhetoric that we have seen here in this country, where journalists have been labeled enemy of the people, or you see what happens at some
who's,
of these...
Who's labeling them the enemy of the people? Who's that guy again, that POTUS dude? Is that him?
Yes.
What he's saying is causing hatred and targeting journalists?
Well, look, here's what I'm not directly connecting what the president has said with murders overseas.
Right.
I'm in no way doing that. But what I am saying is that, you know, when the United States is usually the leader of all things around the world, or has been historically, when some of these criminal leaderships around the world see what, you know, the United States can get away with in terms of what it says about journalists, there is they let down any kind of pretense. They're willing to go full speed ahead and say, you know what? Hey, if that's the way they treat journalists over there, it's a free-for-all for us, right? We can do this, and there's no political fallout that can come from this.
It's amazing that we are still in this country a free country.
Yes, we are.
Freedom of the press is one of those amendments. And in other countries, the press isn't so free. I mean,
you've got
communist nations, you've got dictatorships, you've got all sorts of different governments out there that, you know, have their own agenda. And they only want to hear what they want to hear.
And
if you are a dissident, you're going to be a target. And
yes,
by the way, that has been going on for
it's
generations.
It's been going on for a long time, right.
But because of the news cycle now, Dan, because we are so sensitive to what goes on, and we're always looking, in human nature, we're always looking for someone to fault or to blame.
Right,
Why is this happening? Now, I, of course, jumped to the immediate conclusion that it's the guy's fault in Washington, D.C.
Yes, yes.
And I then went back and checked by research and found that this actually has been going on for a number of years,
mm-hmm.
way before Mr. Trump got into the White House.
Yes.
And in fact, it was in 2012, I believe it was, 74 journalists mm-hmm. were killed in 2012. 73 were killed in 2015. So it doesn't necessarily reflect the hateful doctrine that I think is coming out of D.C. I've certainly got up on my soapbox on that a few times.
Right.
But it doesn't help. It doesn't help.
Right.
And where's the basic respect for humanity?
You're right. And I mean, journalists have always, especially during war times, when journalists put themselves right in harm's way, essentially, to bring the story not only to this country, but to folks all around the world, and invariably they become victims of whether someone just wants to take out an American or whether they believe that they are shining the light in a dark corner where they should not be. They are taking out for those reasons. But this feels a little different, at least according to all the experts as we were doing our research for this. It feels different in that, you know, this notion of, you know, calling journalists fake news and enemy of the people is not just something that you hear coming from our leadership here, but now you're hearing it from some of these other leaders around the world where again, they have been mistreating journalists and so forth. But now it seems as if they've been given a license to do this now with impunity, right? That they can just do it and there's no political fallout. And really, there's nothing. What can the United States now say? Because usually when these kinds of things happen overseas, you have someone in this country step up and say,
we condemn this.
We condemn this in the strongest words possible. Maybe even depending on how far it goes, you know, here are some actions that we're going to take. That's not happening, right? And there's no fear that they're going to be called out on the global stage for mistreating journalists, whether physically harming them or having this kind of rhetoric that may lead other people who are on the fringes to carry out these attacks. That's, I think, what's different now.
Yeah, and I am very concerned about the future of journalism and whether we will actually have people who are willing to put their lives on the line to be these reporters of the news. And
why
the facts.
Should you?
Right. I mean, all of a sudden it becomes, I don't know if I want to do. By the way, I was in sports, you know.
Yes.
We didn't have these problems with sports, right? We did. Yes. I will say, though, there's been some great journalism
sports.
In sports, too. We can go into that, certainly.
Right.
But in this particular case, I am concerned about it. I do wonder about the leadership in this country, as you know. And I'm not sure what can be done about it, to be honest, Dan. I don't know if you need to bring up some kind of a doctrine at the United Nations and have they somehow or other they condemn violence against journalists.
Right. Somebody needs to.
Somebody does.
Yeah. No, it's really
sad. And it won't
sad.
Be the guy who doesn't like journalists in D.C.
No, I don't think that's going to be the case. And again, I think...
By the way, because he's too busy being a journalist. And we'll get to that soon enough.
That's right. But I think people... Sometimes we kind of laugh at these kinds of things. I mean, we did initially. And then you find this is not a laughing matter because there are people out there who are just waiting to have a reason to carry out some crazy notion that's been bouncing around in their head. And this is the kind of thing that can push them to do that. And that, I think, it's dangerous here. It's dangerous globally. And what's even more chilling about this, okay, let's say that it is we've had numbers that have been disturbing numbers for the past several years. But once there is this conversation that is taking place, once there is this thinking that, you know what, to silence reporters for their investigation, this is the consequence, I think it has a chilling effect. Right. If you're an investigative reporter in Europe, you might want to start thinking twice about going
four times
about going after a government official. You know, you're no longer walking up to your car and just opening the door and getting inside. You're thinking about it. So I my sense is that's why these things take place. It's bigger than just taking one person out. It's making an example of someone so that others out there who are thinking about doing an investigation and exposing something will say, is it worth my life?
Yeah, well, you know, you've been there. You know, you've been on the front lines and you've had threats against you for doing investigative pieces.
Yes, I have. But it's nothing like this. I don't know that I walked around thinking. I knew that
your car was going to blow up.
No, I mean, I figured, well, there's one or two people who might be upset and might come after me. But I wasn't thinking that, you know, at every turn there could be someone who, when they find out what you do, they want to take you out.
Can I ask you a question about the time in your life when that happened to you?
Yeah.
Did you have children at that time?
No.
So do you think that has any – would that have impacted your decision about doing these investigative reports had you had a family that you were, you know, a part of and responsible for?
Look, I will tell – in this country, it probably would not have because at least at the time, I didn't think that somebody really was going to try to take me out. But if I were in Europe somewhere now with kids – and there is an investigation in, you know, that I realize has deep roots in some, you know, nefarious group out there that potentially could come after me. I have to be honest with you. I don't know that at this stage in my life, that is something I'd want to tackle.
Right. That's the work-life balance that everybody tries to accomplish in their lives.
And work-life, really.
Living would be right. But,
I'm not sure I would. And maybe I'm a wimp.
No,
maybe
I don't
can
think
call
that's
me that,
a wimp.
But
no.
I don't know that I want to. I don't know. I'm not of that spirit at this point to where I would, not that you ever want to give your life, but certainly I don't want to put my life on the line to uncover a tax fraud or something against an individual and lose my life over it.
Right.
No.
And it does seem like a lot of these deaths are in these countries that continue to have issues, you know, Afghanistan and Syria. Interesting.
Turkey.
Mexico, too.
Yeah,
and
Mexico's a big one. Turkey is a big one. It's like the top of the list.
Yep.
And, you know, we've been talking about reporters who have been murdered, but think of all the ones. I believe the number for 2018, and by the way, 43 killed so far in 2018, and the year isn't over yet, and about 155 have been imprisoned. So, you know, it's not only just people who have been killed, which obviously is a tragedy, but there are others as well who are behind bars simply for doing their jobs.
Right.
And they are, painted as either being terrorists or spies or whatever it is that they drum up on these reporters in order to silence them, put them away.
Yeah. And that's the nature of this job is digging to get the truth. There's a lot of it's funny how those of us who were in this business have respect for our fellow comrades. And yet outside in the real world, the disrespect is at the forefront rather than kind of behind or hidden.
Right.
You know?
And I don't think that people don't realize the vital role that journalism plays in society. Right. There are so many things that have been changed in our lives
because of it,
because something was exposed, because some corrupt thing was brought to light. And I guess people don't add it up and say, oh, that's who did that. That's how that happened. In their anger or in this current wave of, blame the press for everything. We're all bad, and there's nothing good that can come out of journalism, and that is so wrong and so tragic.
There's a human trait called follow the leader.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm afraid that they've been following a certain leader.
Yeah,
and in
right
a free
off the
country,
cliff of despair.
That's right, and that's not good.
No, it isn't. If you like this episode, let us know. Like us on Facebook. Use the hashtag Behind the Media to engage with us on Twitter. If you have any questions or comments, reach out to us at info@littlepartmedia.com. That's info@littlepartmedia.com.